Message time tonight. We were in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 this morning, and I want to look at a few verses in chapter 9 tonight as well. We'll start there in chapter 8, and then we'll move to chapter 9. But we noticed this morning a mission-giving pattern that we see here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and then also in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we also noticed a few verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 as well. We talked this morning about different ways that we can help missionaries. We can pray for missionaries, and again, I'm thankful that we are a church that prays for our missionaries, and we can be willing to go to be a missionary if God sends us. Here am I, Lord, send me. And so whatever it is that He would call us to do, I hope that we'd be willing. I hope that we'd be available. I hope that we'd say yes. And we would do what He would have for us to do if He speaks to our heart and maybe perhaps even calls us from this place to go somewhere to be a missionary outside of our local area, that we would be willing, again, just to say yes to the Lord and that He would speak to our hearts. I remember as a young person growing up in church, and we'd have mission conferences every year, and I remember sitting at my seat. I remember just this as plain as I can possibly think of tonight. I remember sitting at my seat and hearing preachers get up, seeing missionaries get up, and they'd use that phrase. They'd say, just be willing if God speaks to you. If He wants you to go and be a missionary, just be willing. And I remember at times sitting in my seat and saying, Lord, if that's what you'd have for me to do, I'm willing to do it. If that's what you want, if that's a direction you have for my life as a young person, just speak to me. Just show me if that's what you'd have for me to do. That's what God wants. He wants us just to be willing. And you can think back to all of these missionaries that are going to be here. They can think back, and they're going to give us testimony of this, I'm sure, of the time when God called them and the circumstances that were surrounding the different ways in which He called them and the different places that they're called to go to. And I'm excited to hear some of those stories. So just be willing if God calls you. Don't ever feel like you're at an age or you're at a place where you can't be used of God to do whatever He calls you to do. Just be willing and just be able to say yes to Him. And then we can encourage missionaries. We talked this morning about how we can go on mission trips and we can do different various things to encourage missionaries. I know that our giving support encourages them, but to know that we're praying for them. But then what we're kind of centering our messages on today is this thought of giving. We can give to missionaries as well. And so we see a biblical basis for what we would call our Faith Promise Missions giving program that we have here at the church. And Paul is writing here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, he's writing to the church of Corinth. And this is where we get the biblical basis for our Faith Promise Missions. We don't just say this is something we do here, we have a biblical basis for this. And we see it here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. And in verse number 1, he uses the churches of Macedonia as an example. He says, I want you, Church of Corinth, I want you to look at the churches of Macedonia. I want you to see them as an example. I want you to see them as a pattern. And in verse number 1, he uses the word grace. Remember, we told you this morning that that word grace is used to describe their giving. That word grace we talked about this morning is a very special word, and God gives to us a giving heart, and that giving heart that He gives us is a grace that God gives us. Just as much as we would say we have a working grace and a walking grace, we have grace to give as well. And so He uses that word grace in there. And He also tells them again that the churches of Macedonia are a pattern or an example. And He is urging the church of Corinth to give to a cause that is outside of their local church. Now, what was that cause? Remember this morning, we went back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, and we reminded you that Paul is collecting money for the poor saints there in the city of Jerusalem, and so it was a cause outside of their church. And remember the church of Corinth, we said this morning, the church of Corinth had made a promise, had made a commitment a year earlier that we're going to give to this financial endeavor that you're raising money for, a cause outside of our church, we're going to give, but they had failed to come through with the promise or the commitment that they had given to them, to Paul. And so he's reminding them, you've committed a year ago, you committed to give to this cause, and I'm urging you, I'm encouraging you to be able to keep that commitment, to keep that promise that you've given. And he uses the church's of Macedonia as an example. And he talks about their faithful giving. Remember, we said particularly we could look at the church of Philippi. The church of Philippi, time after time after time, helped Paul financially in his missionary endeavor and his missionary work, including financially supporting some of the church plants that Paul had. And we reminded you of the one that he planted, the church that he planted in the city of Thessalonica. And then we reminded you how the church of Philippi even supported Paul financially when he was preaching at Corinth. So again, he uses these churches as an example. And then remember this morning, just by way of review this evening, we defined what we mean by faith promise giving. And we said that faith promise giving was a commitment or a promise by faith to give something financially above even our tithes and offerings. That's the 10% that God commands. He commands that 10%. Someone once said that tithe is the debt that we owe, and missions is the seed that we sow. So tithing is something he commands. That's a debt we owe to God for all that he has done for us and all that he's given to us. But missions is a seed that we can sow because it's above and beyond even our tithe and our offering that we give to a cause that's outside of the local church. This is an offering for other individuals. Now, there's a key word in faith promise giving, faith. It requires faith. We have to exercise or put our faith in God to be able to fulfill this promise that we give. And remember, we said this morning our Christian life is to be lived by faith. So we have to exercise our faith. Sometimes our faith needs to be strengthened, and sometimes it needs to be stretched from time to time. And so we talked about how that the churches of Macedonia gave us a wonderful pattern of how to give, and we gave you a couple words. We said, number one, they gave liberally. They gave liberally. If you'd look back to verse number two, we said that this morning, they gave liberally. Notice it says, how that in a great affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. They were in affliction, but yet they had great joy. They were in poverty, but yet they gave very liberally. And so even in deep poverty, they gave liberally. And so we said this morning, everyone can participate in this gift. And God desires that we even give liberally to the missions work and the work of world evangelization outside of our church. But then we said the next word, a great pattern or example from the churches of Macedonia, we said they gave sacrificially as well. And we found that in verse number 3. It says, for to their power, that word of power has the idea of ability. To their ability or to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power or beyond their ability, they were willing of themselves. So remember this morning we said there are three different ways that you can give. You can give below your ability, you can give according to your ability, or you can give even beyond, even above your ability. That's where we would say it was sacrificial giving. It's a giving that requires faith. We used the illustration this morning of the widow of Zarephath. Remember when she gave Elijah that cake? She gave to her ability, but then she really even gave above her ability because she didn't have anything at that point to provide herself with, did she? So she gave even beyond her ability, and because she put her faith in God, she was able to see a great miracle, wasn't she? So we said that they gave sacrificially. Now, sacrificial giving is a result of sacrificially giving ourselves to the Lord first, isn't it? And we reminded you of that in verse number 5 when the Bible says, And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. So they sacrificially gave because they had already sacrificially offered themselves to the Lord. I hope there's been a time in your life where you've sacrificially offered yourself to the Lord. And then it'll help us with our sacrificial giving. And then we said the purpose of our liberal and sacrificial giving. We noticed in verse number 4 the purpose of it. It says, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. They're begging Paul, please take of our gift because we want to be a part. We want to participate in caring for these saints. And so if you look at the end of verse number 4, he says, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. We want to be a part of this. We want to be a part of spreading financially to a cause outside of our church. And that's exactly what we ought to desire with our giving, to give to those that need to hear the gospel outside of our church. Remember, we said that's unselfish giving. Because on earth here, we may never be able to see the results. Now, we'll hear it through missionary letters, won't we? And that's exciting. Then we get up here on Wednesday night, we read a missionary letter, we get to hear the results, we get to hear the things that are happening in these countries, but we're not seeing the actual faces. We're not getting to be able to fellowship with these individuals that are trusting Christ as their Savior. But that's just temporary, isn't it? That's just while we're here on earth. But it's to our account, isn't it? Because one day we're going to get to stand in heaven and have moments of fellowship with individuals that are there because we gave our faith promise offering to the cause of world evangelization. That's exciting, isn't it? So we said we give liberally and we give sacrificially. And then we said this morning we also give willingly. Verse number 8 says this, I speak not by command, but by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. It's not a command to give a faith promise gift to missions or to world evangelization like the command that he gives us to give the tithe. But if we're not taking that step to be willing, then it really doesn't matter what we have to give. We've got to voluntarily and willingly give to the calls outside of our church or missions giving. And we used some other verses. We went to verse 3 and then we went to verse 11 and then verse 12 as well. And we told you the reason why we ought to be willing. Look at the middle of that verse there, verse number 8. It says, by occasion of the forwardness of others. Meaning you're looking around and you're seeing other individuals that are doing it. And so go and do thou likewise. Do what they're doing and take a gift and bring a gift, so that the work of the Lord can be done. And then it says to prove the sincerity of your love. Do we have a love for Jesus? Do we have a love for souls? If we have a love for Jesus and a love for souls, Paul's saying to the church of Corinth, you would be willing to give to be able to prove the sincerity of your love. But then let's pick up where we left off. I want us to notice the example of Jesus Christ. If there was an example that Paul was trying to give us here in verse number 8 or chapter number 8 of 2 Corinthians, we would automatically say, all right, he's trying to give us an example from the churches of Macedonia. But there's an example that is far greater than the churches of Macedonia, and it's Jesus Christ and how he gave. He gave liberally, didn't he? He gave sacrificially, and he gave willingly, didn't he? Look at what the Bible says in verse number 9 about our Savior who gave himself for us. It says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. What an example that Jesus gives to us in giving of himself so that we could have eternal life. And then move on to verse number 10. Because now we see a very important word in verse number 10. Here's what he says about faith promise missions giving. He says, hey, it's good for you. It's good for you to give a gift like this. Notice what he says in verse number 10. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you. He says at the end of verse number 10, hey, you offered this gift a year ago, and you haven't yet come through with your commitment or your promise. And I'm urging you to do that. And he says, hey, if you do this, Paul says to the church of Corinth, it's going to be something that is good for you. When we give to faith promise missions, when we give to world evangelization, it ends up being blessings that it ends up giving to us blessings that we receive from God. I want you to notice a couple blessings that we could consider with faith promise giving. I believe we first see a blessing in faith promise giving for the church, don't we? It blesses the church when we give to faith promise missions. All right, well, why is it a blessing to the church? Because it's a way for us to obey the Great Commission. We want to reach the world with the gospel. Now, we may have the ability to reach this area, but not one of us would say that we have the ability as a small local church here to reach the entire world. But we can do that if we give to missionaries. We can do that if we reach outside of our local church and give to others that are around the world spreading the gospel. So it helps us to obey the Great Commission. Then, as a church, it helps us to be a church that is unselfish. One of the traits that we would desire as a church, as a local church, as a body of believers, is that we would live in an unselfish way. One of the great blessings that we would have as a church when we give to Faith Promise Missions is it helps us to be an unselfish church. Now, I know that there are individuals that may perhaps support a missionary on their own. I've heard of stories of individuals that would do that, where they would say, I'm going to financially give and support a missionary on my own. I wouldn't say there's anything wrong with that, but one of the great blessings that we have when we do it together as a church, though, is we get to see these blessings together as a church family. When we bring those offerings into the storehouse here, and we're able to send out our support to missionaries together as a church so that we're obeying the Great Commission as a church, so that we're unselfishly giving as a church. And then God gives us the great promise that if we'll do this, then all the needs that we have here as a local church will be supplied, won't they? That's a great truth, isn't it? Look down, if you would, at verse number 14. Verse number 14, he says this, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality, he says. Isn't it a great encouragement here to read through verse number 14 and to know that when a missionary has a need, we can give to that missionary. But there may be times when we have needs and God is saying, I'm going to take care of your needs. I'm going to make sure that if you're a church that gives, that your needs are going to be taken care of. So what verse would we go to that would help to support this? We would go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, wouldn't we? Where it says, but my God shall supply all your needs. Now, sometimes Christians want to look at that verse without looking at it in context, and they want to say, well, God says automatically he's going to supply all my needs, which we do realize that God does take care of our needs, and many times even moves past that and gives us even what we have as wants as well. But that's really a verse that in context is talking to the church, isn't it? It's saying that since you took care of the needs of others, God is saying to the church of Philippi, I'm going to supply your needs. Because you provided their needs, I'm going to make sure your needs are supplied. So what is a great blessing that we have as a church when we give? We know that our needs are going to be provided for. But there's more than just the blessings of the church. When we give to missions, I believe we're also a blessing to the missionary. So not only is it a blessing for us as a church, but it's also a blessing for the missionary. Now, why would we be in our financial missions giving a blessing to a missionary? Well, we're helping to keep them on the field, aren't we? We're helping to accomplish things that they would like to see accomplished in their ministry that maybe perhaps they do not have the financial means to be able to supply to see done. Many times on Wednesday nights we read missionary letters and they talk about specific needs that they have financially. We have these needs. We want to see this done. We want to see the work of the Lord done, but we need this to be able to provide for it, whether it be a building, whether it be some kind of a transportation that they need to have provided for them. And there's needs that missionaries have. We want to keep them on the field, don't we? And one of the ways that we keep them on the field is to give, and what a blessing we are to them. And then here's an additional blessing. To missionaries now. We as a church, when we give to missions, we're able to take on new missionaries, aren't we? I cannot begin to tell you the number of phone calls I get from missionaries that are on deputation. It would just absolutely baffle you if you would know the number of calls and the number of emails that we get here at the church from individuals that are on deputation. And they want to know if they can come in and present their work so that we as a church would be able to take them on and they can raise the support that they need to be able to get to the mission field. A lot of missionaries now are going away from the calling. A lot of times you get emails now, but my email box just gets flooded with missionaries that are needing to be taken on. They want to come to mission conferences. They want to come to a Sunday night service or a Sunday morning service or a Wednesday night service to present their work because they want to raise their support to be able to get to the field. That's one of the ways that we can be a help to missionaries. When we give to missions work, we can take on more missionaries. Now, I know as a church we're supporting 91 already. Isn't that a blessing to you? That we could support 91 and we can even increase that number to be able to see the Lord use us to send even more missionaries to their field. I'm excited about Jonathan Midkiff. Jonathan Midkiff, one of the missionaries that we're supporting, that we took on for support, he's on a deputation right now, and he was announcing to us in his letter that we read on Wednesday night, he's at 72%. We're part of that. We're part of that 72%. He's got a goal to get to Indonesia by the fall. He wants to get there. His heart's desire is to get there. He's hoping that the country will be open so that he can get there. And so there are missionaries that are being called by the Lord, and we certainly don't doubt their call. We know that God's calling them, and they're seeing the fields that are white already unto harvest, and he's called them to specific places. And we want to be a church that supports missionaries and then has the opportunity to take on more so that we can be a blessing to them. But then another way in which our faith promise giving is a blessing, not only to our church, not only to the missionaries, but also to the individual that gives. Don't we have great promises in God's word that we're going to receive blessings from God if we're willing to give? If you flip over to chapter 9 and you look at verse number 6, it tells us right there. In verse 6 of chapter 9, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." There are riches that God promises to give, his blessings that he promises to give the individual that gives. So there's blessings for the church, there's blessings for the missionary, there's blessings for the giver or the individual as well. Now those blessings, many of those blessings, I believe with all my heart, are going to be given here on earth. But I believe many of those are waiting for us in heaven someday. Think about that verse in the book of Matthew where it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves cannot break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." He's saying that not only do I promise you blessings here on earth, but I don't believe we need to look at God's promise and say, "Well, God, you're telling us that if we give, that we're always going to have blessings financially." It's more than just a financial blessing. It's the riches that we have promised for us in heaven someday that God has told us will take place when we're willing to give to missionaries. But there's one more blessing for us as individuals as we give. It helps our faith to grow. When you're giving a faith promise gift to the work of missions, remember one of the key words to it is the word faith. We're exercising our faith, aren't we? And we want to give not just according to our ability, but we want to give even beyond that, don't we? We want to give above it, and that's where it requires faith. That we say, you know, I might not be able to look at the budget and think this all makes sense, but God, I'm by faith, exercising faith, asking you to strengthen my faith, to increase my faith, so that I can give this amount and knowing that it's going to help our faith to grow. So really, there's blessings for the church, there's blessings for the missionary, there's blessings for the giver as well. Isn't it great that the giver profits from the gift? The giver profits from the gift. We give the gift, and the giver gets the profit. He gets the blessing. And aren't you thankful for that? One more reason why we would be encouraged to give. But then we want to add a couple words to what we talked about this morning. We talked about giving liberally. We talked about giving sacrificially. We talked about giving willingly. But I want you to understand another truth that we have to remember about faith promise missions giving. We need to also give consistently. We need to give consistently. Would you turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, and I want us to look at verse number 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. 1 Corinthians 16, and look down, if you would, at verse number 2. It says this: upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Make sure that your giving is consistent. Be faithful with what God prompts you to give. Whatever it is that God lays on your heart, be faithful with it. If it's an amount that you know that God is laying on your heart, perhaps as a husband and a wife, hey, this is what we want to give for missions. Perhaps as a family, hey, this is what our family wants to give for missions. Be consistent with it. Be faithful with it. When we're faithful and we're consistent with the amount that we want to give to missions that God lays on our heart, it means that it's a priority to us, doesn't it? We make it a priority. We live in a day in which priorities really can get out of order. And priorities can get out of order quick. Matter of fact, I have to remind myself many times about making sure I keep priorities in order. We want to make sure we keep priorities in the right order. And sometimes priorities can get out of order. Things that we put great value on are really of little priority, especially for eternity. And that's the way, sadly, especially the way that our world tries to convince us of things. Hey, we put great value on something that really ought to be of really small or little priority. But then the things that we put little value on, those are the things really that many times can be of great priority or of great importance. Can I say this about our priorities? Our priorities ought to be biblical priorities. So if we keep our priorities in a biblical way, then one of those priorities, or perhaps we could even say it this way, the number one priority would be making God known to the world. And how do we make God known to the world? That's priority number one. He's to have the preeminence, isn't he? He's to be priority or importance number one. How do we make God known to the world? Well, we do our part as missionaries here. God's put us here to be missionaries in Boonesboro, Washington County, the state of Maryland. But to make God known in our country and around the world, we have the opportunity to give to the work of missionaries and to the work of world evangelization. So we've got to make it a priority. It's got to be a consistent thing, and it has to be something that we are faithful at. But then can I give you another word? We've seen the word liberally and the word sacrificially, and we've seen the word willingly. We've seen consistently. But can I also take you to chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians in verse number 7, and I want us to add this word to the list of words that we've used to describe our giving. Our giving also, as a local church, ought to be collectively as well. Collectively. So we give liberally, and we give sacrificially, and we give willingly, and we give consistently, but we give collectively as well. As a group, as a body of believers, as a local church, we would say that we would collectively give to missionaries when every individual in our church has a part in it. Every single individual. Now, we see that God tells us that in His Word. It's not just something we're trying to make up to prove a point in the message. He says in verse number 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, look at the first two words, every man. Every man. Now, I don't think we would need any kind of Bible concordance to be able to understand those two words, would we? We wouldn't have to do deep study in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 7, to be able to understand what he means there. He's saying all of us, isn't he? Every single individual. So that means for the children that they would be able to give to Faith Promise Missions. The teenagers that are a part of our church that they would give to Faith Promise Missions. To adults that are a part of our church that they would give to Faith Promise Missions. Again, no matter where we're at financially, whether we would say I would consider myself to be a little bit more perhaps wealthy than some others, or maybe I'm on the more poor level compared to others around me. Whatever, wherever we're at, whether it be that we're a widow, an elderly individual, a married individual, a single individual, a child, or a teenager, he says, every man. And that's how we give collectively, isn't it? We make sure that as individuals that are in our local church, that every one of us gives something. Every one of us gives something. And I remember when I was a little child, we had the opportunity again to be encouraged by missionaries when they would come. And I remember opportunities at times to grab the offering envelope out of the pew. And I'd say, well, I got a quarter I can give this week, or maybe 10 cents I can give this week. And I'd put it in the offering envelope, and I'd tell you, I was proud to put it in. I was proud. It might not have been a whole lot, but I thought, boy, I'm trying to give to the work of missions, trying to give something that I have to be able to see the gospel spread around the world. I'm so thankful I grew up in a church that had a heart for missionaries. I don't take that for granted. I'm so thankful that I had a pastor that had a heart for missions, and we had a regular missions conference, and he encouraged us on a yearly basis to be regular about our giving and to make sure that from year to year we would even pray and ask God, would you have me increase it? Would you have me even raise what I'm giving from the past year to the new year so that I can give more for missions? And so the encouragement is that we would collectively give. Every individual, everyone can give something, so everyone must be involved. And that's how we collectively, as a local body of believers, we give to this Faith Promise missions offering that we're talking about. I desired to get to some of the verses in chapter number 9 and talk to you about them a little bit more, but we've run out of time in the message, and I certainly understand that sometimes the Holy Spirit works it out that way. But I do want to take just a moment here as we're drawing this message to a close to talk to you about what we talked to you about this morning. We're going to, in the week of our missions conference, we're going to have a special missions bulletin that we're going to put out. We're going to work on it this week in the office this week. And I hope it'll be something special to you where you'll get to see the missionaries that will be here and a little bit of their testimony, a little bit of their story. And we're going to make sure we put in there all of our list of missionaries that we have, and then just kind of put a few courses in there that we're going to try to sing, some courses for the week that we're going to be gathered here, and kind of our schedule of things that we have going on. But one of the other things that we're going to put in that little booklet that we're going to put together is this little card here where we're going to encourage you to just be praying this week. We've got a week before missions conference starts. And if you would, as an individual, maybe perhaps as a husband and a wife praying together, maybe a family praying together, what is it, Lord, that you would lay upon my heart? What is it that you would have for me to give? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I was going to go a little bit more detail into this verse, but it says in verse 7, every man, and we already read those two verses, but he says, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. I truly believe that if we, in sincerity, go to the Lord and we ask him, what is it, Lord, that you would have for me to give? And we purpose to give whatever it is that God lays on our heart, I think he'll give us an idea of what he'd have for us to give. And it may be something that you would say, it's going to cause me to, again, sacrificially give. And I'm going to have to exercise some faith to do it. But you'd be willing to make that commitment where you would speak to the Lord, have him lay something on your heart, and you'd say, in the year to come, this is what I want to give to missions. And so this little card that we're going to hand out is a little commitment card here, and it says right at the top, My Faith Promise. And it says, in dependence upon God, I have purposed in my heart to give to world evangelism, through this local church. And then it has you put an amount on there, whether it be you give it weekly or maybe you give it monthly or maybe you want to designate some other way in which you want to give that. And it says there on the bottom, I understand this is a faith commitment between me and God that I'm not going to be billed for it. It's not something you're going to be asked for. As a matter of fact, nobody's going to put a name on here. We asked you not to do that. So you say, well, why would we be praying about this? Why would we be asking the Lord to lay something on our heart and what He would have us to willingly and faithfully give? Because it will help us as a church to know what we can do for missions. It'll help us to know that we might have the opportunity to take on more missionaries. Or maybe perhaps some things that we can do for missions above and beyond what perhaps we're already doing. And so I'm just going to ask you to pray about that. And when you come here next week and you take out that little booklet that we have, we're going to have this little slip in there. And if you would, after you've asked the Lord what He'd have for you to give, if you'd turn that in, and so that we can put together a figure of what our church may be able to do for missionaries in the year to come. We're asking the Lord by faith. I'm going to make a commitment by faith now. Lord, what is it that you'd have for me to give? What would you have for me to do? And as a church, to see what we can do for missionaries and what we can do as far as taking more missionaries on. So specifically this week, I'll ask you to pray about that. Again, individually, as families, praying, what would the Lord have for me to give? And it may be amazing to us what God is going to use us to do in the next year for a cause outside of our local church. We're giving to our local church, and God promises He'll supply our needs, but we want to give outside of the local church, don't we? And we want to continue doing what we're doing for missions here with our faith promise missions giving. And so I'm going to ask you to pray for that this week. Consider what the Lord would have you to faithfully and willingly give to missionaries in the coming year. Can I encourage you to pray in a couple other ways? Would you pray that God would open up your schedule so that you could be here for the missions conference? I know some folks have already shared with me some things that they had on their schedule, which is going to prevent them from being here some of the nights. But maybe perhaps you can just pray and ask the Lord, just free up my schedule. Make it so that the missions conference is a priority to you. We want to be a blessing to these missionaries. We want to be a blessing to our conference speaker. And we want to be a blessing to the other missionaries that will be here that will be presenting their work. We want to know more about them, don't we? And one of the ways that we're going to get to know more about them is if we're here. And so I hope you'll be able to attend. I hope you'll be able to be here for the services that we have planned. We put it on the schedule so that we can set aside these few days to do this. And then I also want you to be praying about clearing your schedule so that you can be here, and praying about what the Lord would have you to give, and maybe perhaps praying for missionaries this week as we're thinking about them and we're entering into this week, and praying perhaps even how you can be a blessing to them while they're here. Thank you for signing up to help with the meals. That's going to be a blessing to them. That's going to be an encouragement to them. Maybe there'll be a way in which you can be a blessing and encouragement. Maybe the Lord will lay something on your heart, something extra special you want to do for the missionaries while they're here. I mean, think about their busy schedule that they have, the churches that they go to. We read our missionary letters and we see the travel they put in, the different places that they're at. One of our missionaries that's going to be here actually has a camper that he's traveling with, and he's going to be staying out in our parking lot. So maybe perhaps a way that you could be a blessing to him and his family. Just asking the Lord, what would you have me to do at the missions conference? What is a way that I could be a blessing and a support to my church and to this missions conference as it comes up? So why don't we pray specifically for that tonight? Again, I'm thankful that we have a church that has a heart for missions. But isn't it great to think in our hearts of the fact that we could even do more? We could even do more. We can do greater things for the Lord. We can give even beyond perhaps what we think is our ability to give. And so let's be what we would say. I think we would all acknowledge the fact that we're a small church. We certainly don't say we're a large church by any means. But isn't it great that as a small church we can do large things for missions? And that's what we want to do. And we want to be a blessing. And so I'm thankful for this missions conference that's coming up. I'm praying that God will use us in a great way. Well, we bow our heads and close our eyes this evening, and I just want us to spend some time here before we go home to